Yeah, very important. And we need to ask ourselves that. How did we get here? You know, we're born into a world and a world system that's already operating by the time we show up, you know. And we think it's just always been this way and that this is the standard, you know. And everybody, in every age, in every decade, in every continent, in every part of the world, you know, their government and their way of life is the standard. It's what they know. But how did we get here? You know, so you start off in Genesis, and there's Adam and Eve, and there's no nations, and there's no governments, and there's no politics. So how did we get from Adam to here? And if we go to the scriptures, we'll find out that the origin of nationalism is Babel. And Babel was a place. Now we have to go back and say, okay, what does the scripture say about government? What does the scripture say about dominion? Well, right in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, God gave dominion, and he gave it to Adam and Eve. They were to have dominion over the earth. And truly, you know, the earth, its environment, its system, and those on it, there needs to be some management of them. And God vested that in the family. And most specifically in the husband and the wife, dominion was given. But when you get to Babel, what happens is there's an insurrection of family dominion and government. And there's a usurpation going on. This dominion is being usurped. And from the original divine decree and mandate. And so there is this, what we could view and term as a one world, one earthly, we're going to pull ourselves together. We're going to pull our power together. We're going to pull our resources together. And of course, nationalism is divine judgment on that action. What does God do? He confounds their languages by giving the people at Babel different languages, and it caused division and they separated. And so now we have, as a result of that, not just one government, but we have a multi-national earth, and all as a judgment on the abandonment of the family government. So here's the important thing to know about nationalism. It starts at Babel, still going on today. And all governments, and the only exception when we say all, is the nation Israel. And even it is a lesson of futility, of a lesson of failure. So all governments, now that's going to change one day. This thing that's in us that wants everything fixed, we want ourselves fixed. We want our family fixed. We want the people we love fixed from all the things that, all the difficulties and all the wrongs. We want everything righted, and one day it will be. And it'll be righted. The family will be fixed. Individuals will be fixed, the governments will be fixed, but it'll only be God who does it. Divine, direct, visible intervention of God. But up until that point, all governments, past, present, future, all governments are rooted in usurpation of authority. And the only way you can get a new government is you have to seize the power from a previous government. You know, we're also proud to be an Americans, but we seize that power from the people who had it before us, which in most of those cases, you know, was was England for us in the United States. But the odd thing is they seized that power from the people who already lived here before they showed up. And they took their power and they took their property and they took their thing. This is, governments are about insurrection. You know, we're shocked at January 6th and what happened at the Capitol. It's like the Boston Tea Party. It's like burning down the legislative and government buildings of the British by the colonists. I mean, all government is rooted in usurpation of authority by seizing power from someone else. And all governments are corrupted by celestial powers and influences. And if we don't know this and understand what's going on, that all nationalism, all human government is insurrection and usurpation of authority, and it's all influenced by spiritual forces in the celestial. These are whole other topics here that we're just barely touching on. Stephen Hill did a nice talk at our last conference, and if our listeners haven't heard it, they need to listen to that. He's working on a wonderful article. I've read some of where he's at now, and it'll be in the BSM when it's done, to understand what's going on. So where did, you know, so there's where nationalism came from and where it began. It began at Babel, and it's all about rebellion. Rebellion. You know, that's how, it's all about rebellion. That's how the United States started. Rebellion against Britain. You know, the Civil War is about rebellion. And there was a group, one of the parties were the rebels. It's all about rebellion. You know, again, January 6th, a rebellion, you know. And all the riots and contentions that we've had in all our history as Americans is all about rebellion. So there's nationalism.